Here is something kind of fun that came from Lee Allen Smith about the Dream Bowl.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, OU was prevented from playing in bowl games on probation. So Lee Allen, a great promoter, the world's greatest promoter, decided, why don't we have a Dream Bowl between OU and Notre Dame, played in 100,000-seat Jim Thorpe Stadium in downtown Oklahoma City, make-believe. Why don't you draw that up and you and Jack do a play-by-play of the Dream Bowl? We'll publicize it and have it on WKY Radio. This went back to my youth when I was making up games. So we dreamed up this thing. Jack and I worked hard on it, and OU was playing Notre Dame, and we, of course, made it dramatic. Notre Dame got ahead, and at halftime, we interviewed Howard Cosell. Of course, we did on the phone because he was in New York. So we decided we would tell the listeners, well, Howard Cosell is across the way here in Jim Thorpe Stadium, so we're going to interview him by telephone. We're on the other side of the stadium. And of course, Cosell played along with it real well. We had a great deal, and there were so many good stories. OU was playing a basketball game that night. We had Notre Dame leading late in the game, of course, before OU rallied to win. A guy called the station and said, if Notre Dame wins this game, we're coming out there. Because they knew it was make-believe. And Dewitt Selman was at this basketball game, and when we had OU scoring the winning touchdown, everybody cheered. They were listening to that Dream Bowl. It was a smash success. It really was.
Now, you wonder if there's a recording of that.
Well, of course, we recorded it. I don't know what happened to the recording, but somewhere it's a recording of that.
That's funny. I don't know if they could determine ratings on that, but they had to be huge.
They were. Just absolutely.
Yeah.
Because OU on probation couldn't go to a real bowl game, so